Weiter in Shas, we're in the chulin of Kuf Yud Ches, picking up on Kuf Yud Zama, but he's about a bomb on the page about a Gemara. About a Gemara. Now, we spoke about the idea in the beginning of the Mishnah that the Tumah of food and the Tumah of Nevelis, now says Gemara, Tanina Lahad, the Tanah Rabbanu, we have a Braisa, we learn in our Mishnah that which was the rabbi taught in a Braisa, Shomrim Letuma Kala, Velo Shomrim Letuma Chamura. Tumas Ochlim is called a light tumah because a contaminated food is able to convey tumah only to other foods or beverages, like Ochlim Umashkin. But Tumas Nevelis is Chamura because the Nevela can give over even to Adam and Kalim, to people and to utensils. And now we're saying that Shomrim Latumah Kala Velo Shomrim Latumah Chamura is that we have over here that when it comes to the Tumah Kala over here, we're saying a Shomer is combining with this thing that it's protecting in order to make it to the size that's necessary to make it tummy. Shomrim Latumah Kala Minalan, where do we know this from? The Tanu Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Al Kol Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya. The Pasuk says, and if a carcass will fall upon any seed of a seed plant that is sown. This Pasuk is talking about the Tumah of a Sheretz, and it's saying that if the body of a Sheretz, a dead Sheretz, falls on an edible seed, the seed remains Tahor. But the following Pasuk says that if the seed was moistened with water, then the body falls on it, it becomes Tameh. This is known as Hechsher Tuma, which says that food, they become susceptible to Tuma, they're able to be Mekabel Tuma by an outside moisture. So the first pasuk is referring to a case where the seed was not moistened, and together with the following pasuk, it teaches that food can contract Tuma only after becoming wet, but not before. Maravshach is dealing with an edible seed that would become Mekabel Tuma if it became wet, and the pasuk describes it as a seed that is sown. Back in the Gemara, Kederach Shabani Adam Otsiyan Lezriya, the phrase that is sown is implying that the Tumah is applying to the seed in the state in which people take them out for sowing, meaning Chita B'Klipasa, wheat in its husk, Usa'ar B'Klipasa, and barley in its husk, V'Adashim B'Klipasa, and Adashim, the lentils in the husk as well. Now, the husks themselves are not food, but they're shomer of the food that they enclose, so the Pasuk is telling us that a shomer combines with the food in reference to Tuma. V'lo shomer l'tuma chamura l'minalim. What do we know? That's not, it doesn't, not shomer for Tuma chamura. The Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says in Vayikra v'chi yomus mina behema asher hi lachem la'achla hanogeh b'nevlasi yitmar erev. If one of the animals that's mutter for you to eat, you know, a kosher animal, and it dies and someone who touches its body will become tummy. The Pasuk says b'nevlasa. Veloba or she'ina love kezayis basar, but not through contact with the hide that doesn't have a kezayis, a basar that is attached to it. The pasuk could have said one who touches it will be tummy. The fact that it says one who touches bin nivlasa in the carcass, it must be talking about the meat and not talking about the hide. It's also talking about things that are not edible, like bones and things of the sort. So it's saying, Beep, turn the page. Kufir Ches Amen Aleph. Yachalonege, but can I get Basar Meachorov? Leitameh, one would have thought, one could maybe think, Kufir Ches Amen Aleph, let's make sure I said that, that even one who touches the back of the hide, right, specifically, like directly opposite the meat, will not become Tameh, Tamad Lomer Yitma. The Pasuk therefore says, shall be Tameh. Therefore, the Torah says, Tamad Lomer Yitma. My Ka'amar, what in the world is being said over here? What does it mean to say, since the hide is excluded from giving over tumah and there's less than a kezayis of basar attached to it, why should someone who touches the back of the hide opposite the meat become tummy? Amar Rava, Amar Lakidi, Chasurim Echsav Chidur. No, we're missing something. This is what it means to say. Binivlasa. The Pasuk says about a nevela, one who touches its carcass shall be tummy. This is mashma, that tumah is conveyed only through contact with the meat. Veloba or she'ina love kezayis basav or mashlimo lekezayis, but not through contact with hide that is less than a kezayis of meat attached to it, even if the hide completes the measure to be a kezayis. So the Pasuk is saying that a shomer can't combine with its meat to make a kezayis for tumas nevelos. As Rashi says, Rashi mina dein shomer mitzdaf le tumas nevelos. Yachal she'ani motzi af or she'ina love kezayis basav. You would think maybe I would even exclude a hide that does have a kezayis of basar attached to it. that Hanogeh can I get busted me'acharav, that if someone touches the back of the hide opposite the meat, yachal lo yitame, you would think that he's not going to be tame, v'afilo maisi yad na'amilo avid, and that the hide should not even become like a yad, tamed lomar yitma, for it says will become tame, then in this case it will become tame, it does become like a yad. It doesn't say the word tame, it says yitma, and that extra letter yud is what we're dashing over here to say that it's going to be like a yad, like that stem coming off of the vine, you know, of the grapes, that's going to able to become tame from that. But not that it's going to be starved to this year. Tanana, so we have a Mishnah in Uktzin, Kol Shehu Yad Velo Shomer. Anything that's a Yad, starch to food, it's a Yad, but it's not a Shomer. As she says, Etzem, She'en Bo Moach, you have a bone that doesn't have any marrow. Uberosho Ha'echad Basa, but on one side of it there's meat. So if you go and you touch that, Kol Shehu Yad Velo Shomer, Tame Umetame Ve'metzayev. It is going to acquire Tama for the food, and it can transmit tuma from the food, but it doesn't combine with the food to make it into a kezias. She says, "Tame im hayatar v'naga yad b'sheretz machneses tuma laochel." It causes v'afagav diu lav ochelu. Even itself is not food. Mekabel tuma kaochel atzma. It takes on tuma like the food itself. Umetame im ochel tame hu v'naga yado b'ochel tar mitam b'ochel tar. It's going to be tame. Ve'inu mitzayif l'kabeitza. It's not going to be mitzayif to kabeitza. Back into the Gemara. Shomer ve'afa pishenu yad. Anything that's a shomer, even if it's not a yad, like a piece of hide that there's a kazayis of meat attached to it. Tame umitzayif. Lo yad ve'lo shomer. Something is neither one of them. It's not a yad or a shomer. Let's say of hair that's coming off of the fruits. Right? This is not a yad because it can't be picking it up. But it's not a shomer. Lo tame ve'lo mitame. It's not neither one of them. Yados Hecha Ksive. Where is the din of Yados written in our Holy Torah? The Sevachi Yutan Mayim al Zera, the Nafal Minivlasim Allah, Tamehu Lachem. It says like this: if water was placed on the seed and then their carcass falls upon it, it is Tame for you. We're focusing on the fact that it says it's tummy for you. Dechsevchi yutan mayim al zera v'nafam nivlasam alav tummy hu lachem. Lachem lakol shebetzarcheichem. Right, when it says lachem, it's talking about that the tumah pertains to anything that fulfills your need in reference to food. Anything necessary for you in the food is going to be tavi, right? Tame, and can bring tummy. L'rabos is the yados is coming to include yados. And when it says, that, and if one of the animals that is permitted for you will die, one who touches its carcass will be tame. Lachem lakol shebetzarcheichem. Lachem means anything fulfills your need in reference to the body. The rabbis say yados, including the yados. Yad lachnis lehotzi. So we learn from the pasuk that a yad of a tar item has the ability to import tuma to that thing, and also the ability to export tuma from that thing. Now, what about shomrim? Shomer lahachnis lehotzi lo tzarech kra. That doesn't need a pasuk that a shomer has the capacity to, you know, take in tuma and put out tuma right over there. That's not a, you don't need a kavachomer miyad. Asi, it comes the kavachomer from yad. Uma yad she'enu megina machnas lemotzi. If a yad which doesn't protect the item, yad it goes in and out, right, the tuma. So then shomer lo kol shegem, when it comes to shomer, of course it's going to be able to do such a thing. So said the Gemara, Shomer the custom of Rechmana Lamali, why do we need the Shomer written in the Torah? Right, because we learned earlier that anything that is sown is teaching about the wheat kernel and its husk and so, etc. It teaches about it. Shema Minel Tzayef, we learn from this that the Shomer has the capacity to combine with his food in order to make it up to a level of a kibetza that it's going to hit the level where it can be mitame. Okay.
Frek the Gemara, Ve'ima Yad Lachis V'lo Lotzi. Based off what we said on this psukim, I could say that yad of a food item has the capacity to import tumah to the food and not export it from the food. Shomer lahachnis lahotzi, and a shomer has the capacity of doing both. Of a yad lahotzi, of a shomer latzarif lo. But the ability of a yad of a food to export lahotzi, of a shomer to combine, nope, that's not from the pasuk. However, the Gemara, yad lachnis v'lo lahotzi lo matis amret. You can't say such a statement that yad has the ability only to import but not to export. Hashta ayuli me'al yafuki me'boi. If if it can even bring tumma into the food, is it necessary to say that it could send tumma out of the food? Since the yad clearly has the ability of both, doing both, importing and exporting tumma, so we can learn through a kavachomer that the shomer also has both of these abilities. As we explained above, it follows that the pasuk dealing with the shomer is teaching that it can combine with the food for the required measure. So a yad of food does both import and export tumma, and a shomer even combines for the to the tumma itself. Why don't we say that yad has the ability to export tumma from the food, but not to import it? Shomer lahotzi lahachnis, the ability of doing both. Avle yad lahachnis v'shomer l'tzarif lo. But the ability of a yad to, when it comes to food, to import tumma and of a shomer to combine for the measure is not it's not mashba in the pasuk. Avle gemara yad yaser eksiv. It's an extra yad that's written. Tanur v'kiram yutatz. The pasuk says that the tanur, the oven, an oven or a stove, should be demolished. They're tame and they should be tame for you. Lachem lakol shebetarcheichem. When it says lachem for you, it implies that the din is talking about the anything that fulfills your need in reference to an oven. The rabbi says a yad. This is coming to include a yad of the ovens that is going to be tame. And since we have an additional reference to the yad, and we don't need it, the two psukim to tell us that it can export tuma. So one of them is coming to teach that the yad can also import. Now the logic of a kavachomer then shows that a shomer also can both do export import tuma, and it follows that the pasuk that's dealing with the shomer teaches that it can even combine with the food for the to get to the right shear to the kibetza. So a yad imports and exports tuma, and the shomer can even combine for tuma. In fact, the gemara hi minayu miyater. Which of these three references to a yad is extra? If you want to say that the Torah should have written this din of yadus about seeds, and we'd learn out this din from for those other things, like ovens and novella from the seeds, we'd say, but mal, you can't, because mal azroim shekein tumasa meruba. It has its own chumrah, that is, its tumma is greater than that of the ovens and novella. It's more chumrah. Right, edible seeds are more susceptible to tumma than ovens, because they can get tumma even from a rishon, but ovens can get it only from an avatumma. If you want to say that the Torah should have written yados by an oven, and we'd learn out the law of those other things like the seeds and the vela from an oven, then I would say malatano shekin mitami maaviro. How can you compare to an oven, which is more chamor, that it's mitame through just the avir, through the airspace, where seeds and nevela are only through some sort of touch. If you want to say just by nevela, we'll learn from it. But mal nevela shekein mitame adam. It's mitame adam. And it's an avatuma, right? So it can be adam and kelim. Tame of our foods, though, can the highest level do is a rishon, which is not enough to be able to mitame Adam v'kelim, and then so the Gemara says, "Ma'ala v'ilish kem mitame Adam umitame v'masa." It also carries through mitame through carrying it without actually touching it. For tumi yotze megufa, and its tuma comes from within itself. So since each of the three, in a certain sense, are more chamor than the others, if the Torah stated that the din of yados only once, we would not have been able to extend it through other things through analogy, and therefore it's none of the pasuk actually extra. Says the Gemara, no. Why is it extra? Chadami chadalosyab, chadami tarti, taisi chadami tarti. Hey taisi, which one? Which one should we not say over here, right? And we learned that from the other. Lo the Gemara bezroyim, taisi me'anach, when I say don't write zroyim, but ma'alanach, shekim etamen shlo behechsher. Those are metame even without any sort of hochshel kabatuma. Toma zroyim, shekim etamen shlo behechsher. Amar Rabbi Yehuna, bar Rabbi Yehoshua, peiros shelo hochshu ketanor shelo negmo melach to dummy. Fruits that were not prepared for tuma with an outside wetness are analogous to an oven whose production was not done. The fact that unmoist foods are not mukhshel kabatuma
Therefore, it doesn't cause this to be a problem. And if the laws of Yonos had been said by the ovens and the veiler, then we could learn out from this. This also applies to the seeds. Elapar chachi. Rather, you should ask the following. Mala noch shekin metamin shlo benegia. What's the comparison of the seeds to those nevela and ovens, which have the characteristic that they acquire tumma without contact with a source of tumma? Tumma is zarim she'in metamin elabin gea.
You want to compare it to that? That's not metamin, except in the gea. So we see that it's not good enough for the Torah to say that only by the ovens and the nevela. So what about lolo to rachmana betanor v'tesi menach? Don't write it by tanor, and we'll learn out from the other ones, nevela and seeds. But we'll save ma'alanos shekin ocha. Those things are food, and ovens not. Lolo to rachmana ben nevela v'tesi menach. Don't write nevela and learn it from the other ones, from ovens and seeds. Yad the nevela lamelis the gemara. Why do I need to mention yad by nevela? It made in liyad nevela teneu inyan liyad dama. Put it for a regular yad, right, by food. And since the mention of yados in this pasuk over here of the foods teaches, the food itself teaches that the yad of food can export tuma from it. So we learn from this extra part of the yad, this extra word, that the yad of food can also cause tuma. And the Gemara says now yad lahachnis, yad lahachnis. We said the yad is the ability to import tuma to it, and yad lahotzi, and to bring it out from it. Shomer letzarif, and then we say that a shomer teaches that the ability to even combine with the food to make to this the level of tuma. Vakati yad nevela tzich, but still we still need to mention the yad of nevela. But we need to mention this yad. Because there would not have been a benevela, and we would have been forced to learn that from the ovens and the seeds. And havamina dayu lavum and adin lios kenidan. I would have said that it's enough for the learned out din, I mean the yad of the veil, to be the same as the source of the source din, right? Yados of ovens and seeds. Ma hanach lo mitame adam, and we'd say that just like those, the yados of oven seeds can't mitame a person. Then I would say af nevela mitame adam. So to nevela is mitame a person. The specific mention of yados by nevela, so therefore needed to teach that the yad of nevela can deliver the tumah of nevela even to the person who touches it. El yad nevela mitzuch tzarech. Gemara says, rather, what do we say? The mention of yad about nevela is necessary. For shomer de nevela hu de lo tzarech. It's a mention of shom by nevela, it's not necessary. Because what purpose did the Torah write about a shomer de nevela? Ila it's the rufe, if it's to teach that a shomer can combine with its food to comprise the measure required for tumah, amar t lo mitzarech. You said that a shomer de nevela does not combine with a hotzi, and if the pasuk comes to teach that a shomer's capacity to export tuma, you know, from the nevela to someone who touches it, kavachomer miyad asi. So this concept can be learned out through a kavachomer from the din of yad. If it's not for the inyan of the shomer, then it must be for yad. Learn it from for the other things. So that extra, we learn from this extra pasuk that the yad of food can also import tumah to it. That said, the Gemara yad lahotzi. So we come out to yad of food as capacity to export tumah from the food. Yad lahachnis also has the ability to import. Shomer mitzarif, the shomer can able to do be mitzarif to it. Beep. Turn the page. Give a chitzim a base. Ive ema says the Gemara, but I could say that imenu inyan l'shomer de nevela, tenu inyan l'shomer de alma. Right, to explain it to me that it's applied to the law of a shomer generally, that a shomer of food is the ability to import tumah to the food. Shomer lahachnis, so we have, and v'shomer letzarif, of a yad lahachnis lo. But in reference to a yad being machnis, tumah, we don't have a source for that. So Gemara says, okay, good point. Let's try this again. And getting let's not learn out this idea of learning out. Let's drop this approach that the capacity of yad to import tuma to a food is learned out from an extra pasuk. Instead, we come from another answer here, different solution, the source of it. Ella meikara kiksiva yad. Initially, when the Torah, when the law of yad is by food, is written. It's written about importing tuma to the food. And once we know that yad can import tuma, we learn through a kavachomer that can also
it certainly can export, like we brought earlier. Right, so we now found a source for all of these dinim over here. Ela shomer de nevela lamli. Then why do I need the Torah to mention the shomer of a nevela? Says Rashi.
Bishlam akulu tzrichiv afili yad de nevela shalotamer dayo ela shomer de nevela lamli. You have to need that because of the issue of dayo. But the shomer of nevela lamli halum mitzarif. It's not mitzarif. It says Gemara Legufe, it's taught for itself. Ulamai, what's specific then about itself? Ilat Sarufe, Amartal Mitzarif, it's not Mitzarif, Ilachdus Lahotzi, Kavachom and Riyarasia. It says Gemara Milsa Dasa, Kavachom, Retarch, Bakasav Lavra. Sometimes even something you can learn from a Kavachom, the Torah decides to write it out as well. Iachi, then Shomer the Alma, Imalo Lahachnis. Then about the Torah's mention of the Shomer in general, foods, I can tell you that it's teaching only the ability of the Shomer to import and export Tuma.
And even though this could have been learned through a Kavachomer from the Kisaviyad, I'll say that they decided to write it anyway.
So on what basis do you assume that the Pasuk teaches that a Shomer of food can even be mitzvah for this food to get to the level that it needs for Tuma?
Wherever it's possible to expound the extra Pasuk, we do such. As opposed to saying that the Pasuk took went out of its way to write something that could have been could have learned out differently. Okay. Now, Rav Chavivi Amar, Shiny Shomer Nevela. He comes and he says that a shomer of nevela is different than a shomer of food, because it does, since it doesn't combine with the nevela to comprise the measure, for tuma, but a shomer of food does. Given the maisa yad ka'avit, since the shomer of nevela performs only the function of a yad in reference to tuma, it's going to cause tuma, but not combining for it. A yad shadinan lay. So we assign the pasuk to the din of yad of food, and not to the laws of a shomer of food.
Maskivla Rav Yehuda bar Yishmael Hadatana, and that which we learned in the mission, Oksin Hapishta, Hapitma, Shalrimon Mitzaref, is the pitma of a rimon, of a pomegranate, combines with it to make the measure for Thomas Ochlin. The Hanit Shalo Ein Mitzaref, but the Nitz doesn't do such. The pitum is the part that comes on the top. The nates is the part that grows around the pitum. It doesn't combine with Vamai. Now, why does the pitum combine with it? It is Kari Khan Al Kol Zera Zerua. We say that, and if the body falls upon any seed of a seed plant that is sown, which is mashma in the state in which people take it out for sowing, Veleka, and it's not, it doesn't apply. You can't describe a pomegranate containing its pitum as being in a state in which people take it out for sowing, because it's not a seed that's planted. They generally plant the branches, not the fruits. And also, secondly, in the unusual case in which one does plant the pomegranate, the pitum, which is the blossom, has by that time fallen off. So says the Gemara, Vesu. And furthermore, Hadatanan, that which we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'or ve'arotav ha'kip mitzarif l'tami tumas ochlin minolan. Where do we know this, that the hide and things like that can combine with the meat for tuma? The
pasuk that is the source of this din only mentions edible seeds. Elatlosa corrects you. There's three psukim that are written. Akosar zeru ha'she yizara, cha'a l'shomer zroim, v'cha'a l'shomer dilanus, and idach l'shomer basar u'beitzim v'dagim. One's coming to teach that a shomer of edible seeds combined for tuma. One comes to teach that a shomer of fruits that grow on trees combined for tuma. And the last one comes to teach that a shomer of foods that don't grow from the earth, like meat, eggs, and fish, they're mitzarif. Either a shomer baser or beitz and bedagim. Right there, they are going to be mitzarif. Yeah.
Amrav chia.
Bar Ashi Amrav. Yeshad latuma. Vein yad lehechsher. There is yad for tuma, but not for hechsher. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh yad l'tuma ulehechsher to both. Ma'akim, if what's your argument? Yiboy say mesfar, yiboy say mekor, you can't say it's a sfar akra. Yiboy say mekor, you can't say it's a pasuk. The pasuk says by hechsher, if water was placed, v'chiyutan, right, if water was placed upon the seed, and then the carcass falls on it, it's tummy for you. Mar suffer may carry nidrash lefanav v'lelefanav. Rav holds, that's one of them holds, that a pasuk, in this case when it says for you, it's expounded, or words on the pasuk, to teach us something that came right before it, immediately before it, and their carcass fell upon it. And that being the phrase that appears before the one immediately before it, but if water had been placed on a seed. So the din of yados, which is alluded to in the words, for you, applies only to toma, but not to hechsher. Umar sabar mikra nidrash lefanav v'lefanav. And the Rabbi Yochanan says that a pasuk, which is for you, it's expounded to shed light on this phrases that come immediately before it, but before it, it doesn't go that far. So the din of yados applies not only to toma, but also to hechsher. Ibo yisim asvar, you can see asvar, umar sabar hechsher tchilas tomasu. Rabbi Yochanan says that hechsher is the beginning of the process of tuma. Umar sabar hechsher lav tchilas tomahu. It's not. Tanik of said Rabbi Yochanan, kshem shi yishyad l'tuma kach yishad l'hechsher, kshem shi ein mekabim tuma, ein ela l'kashi yitashlu, shi yitolshu, kach ein mekabim hechsher ela ad shi yitolshu.
So for a plant to be contaminated, it has to be harvested and moistened and touched by a source tuma. Yeah, okay. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.